most movies are made in studios with big budgets. But not these. No, these sequels and prequels are crafted on the fly. Today! You'll never see these movies.
Hello, and welcome to Making Number 2, on-the-fly pitches for sequels and prequels that should not exist. Today we've got a fun treat for you. We thought that because we've released a bunch of episodes so far, it would be fun to go back to our first ever episode that we workshopped together before we knew what this podcast was called or how exactly we were going to do it. We were originally calling it, some of my ideas for names, one of them was In the Can, which I really liked, but there was a person who does a podcast called In the Can already, and I looked and they have 7 Facebook followers, and I emailed them to say, hey, can we have this name? And he said, no. And I said, okay, thank you. I think we were calling it Non-Starter after that. But it eventually became Making Number 2. So the audio quality is not great because we just recorded it kind of last minute, spur of the moment, on a regular little audio recorder without mics, but it sounds perfectly fine to listen to. It's a short episode, but we thought it'd be a fun peek into the beginning of our show now that we have the format and the process figured out. So enjoy our sequel to Dear Evan Hansen, the Broadway musical. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to
Making Number 2.
Podcast where we take your favorite movies, TV shows, and musicals and write sequels for them that should not exist and have never existed.
Okay, look, I don't want to say that this is official because I was spinning this off the dome while we were going downstairs to eat some food, and then I sat on this idea and I let it marinate like a good chicken while I came back upstairs and we were about to eat some lunch. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait to eat this lunch, but I want to get this idea off while it's still hot and fresh. So listen. Dear Evan Hansen is a big hit. And it has not necessarily a sequel, but it has a spiritual sequel. And that's an appropriate way to say it because it also has a lot to do about spiritualism. No, hold on. Listen to me here. Scene up. Lights up.
Scene up.
Scene up.
It's the new name of the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going back.
Scene up. Hold on. Don't let me forget this. Scene up. It's a little shack. It's a, hold on. It's a, where'd the manger go?
The manger.
No. Away in a manger.
Bethlehem.
It's a little manger. Okay. And you're like, is the baby Jesus in there? But out from behind the manger steps, teen Jesus. He's grown up now. And he's good looking. Marty, don't make that face at me. This is a movie, so, you know, everybody's good looking. He's good looking, though. He's got, like, long, shaggy hair and, like, a beard. And he's, like, is a carpenter? Yeah? My other boss is a carpenter. Right. So he's a carpenter, and he's, like, he's got, like, big shoulders and, like, nice hands. But this guy's a fucking loser. Because his parents, like, coddled him. They're like, you're the son of God, you're the son of God. And he, like, never really, like, got to, like, know other people because of that. And so, like, you know, we get, like, a couple scenes of them being like, oh, run fast, Jesus. And they, like, throw, like, a frisbee. It's a bit of wood.
You can't catch it.
You can
never catch it.
And then, like, they're all like, oh, like, ew, like, well, come on, Jesus. And he's like, you know, like, you can't get, like, a sentence out. Anyway, it's the first day of school soon. And Mary is like, sweet baby Jesus. Well, she's not a baby, but she still calls him baby Jesus. You've really gotta get out there this season. You gotta get out there this year. Like, all these kids, you're the son of God. And he's like, I don't feel like the son of God. He runs into a girl. Oh, he runs into a
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene, yep, at school.
I saw your eyes.
And she's
like, who's that girl with the long hair?
I don't know anything about Jesus.
You know, Mary Magdalene and Mary. That's all you got. If you don't know anyone whose name is Mary, that's your screw.
So she runs into Mary Magdalene at school, and she's like so beautiful. She's got like long hair, and
no, it's medium length hair. It's not so long yet.
Yeah, it's she's getting
there. Because it's Teen Jesus. So it's Teen Mary Magdalene.
And she's like, get out of my way. Stop! What are you looking like that
what
for?
What did she say?
Get out of my way. Because she's like, she doesn't know. She doesn't know Jesus
she's
yet.
She's Laura Dreyfus.
Yeah. She's like, get out of my way, nerd. And he's like, sorry. And he's like, had a crush on her forever. Anyway, he runs into Mary's brother.
Connor.
So, they run into each other. Shit. Oh, then he like runs into Mary's mean brother, Connor.
Yeah.
Who, like, pushes him to the ground and is, like...
He's always smoking hemp.
Yeah, he's, like, smoking hemp, and he, like, his toga's, like, really short. Do they wear togas? I don't know. What happens in the Bible? I don't fucking know. What do people wear?
And, I don't know, cloths.
Okay, so
when they're like, his cloths were dirty. Like, C-L-O-T-H-S.
Yeah, like what they say, like Game of Thrones. Her breasts swung lightly under her tunic. Anyway, so Mary walks away and her breasts swing lightly under her tunic. Wait, we're getting distracted. This is a movie pitch.
Oh.
Listen. Connor runs into him, whatever. He's like, you're a little fucking nerd, aren't you, Jesus? And he's like, yes, I'm a little baby boy. And he, like, gets him to say mean things. You know what I mean?
Because yeah, he's like stop baby boying yourself.
Because he's, like, he's a bully, and I assume that that's what bullies do to other boys, is be like, say you're a little baby boy. And Jesus is like, I'm a little baby boy.
They don't,
and he's
they
like,
just,
yeah.
They just hit you.
Is that true?
Yeah.
How many times did you get hit?
I hit a guy in the eye once.
I asked how many times you got hit.
None, baby.
So then you were the bully.
I was the bully.
Marty! Oh my God.
Well, it was in self-defense. He tried to take my girlfriend, Gail.
So you're the bully.
No, he was a mean boy.
And you hit him.
Well, I hit him once and then I made
anyway,
him say...
Anyway, so Connor's new, Connor's new name is Marty. And Marty's a real asshole. And he's like, you're a little baby boy. And he's like, I'm a little baby boy. And then... Shit. Oh, okay. So then they're in woodworking class, and Jesus is really good at it, but, like, everybody else isn't there for some reason. Anyway, he finds Connor's...
bumper sticker collection.
Yes, he finds his bumper sticker collection, and it's weird because, like, he didn't think he had any interests, but Connor has been making these inspirational bumper stickers, like, while people haven't, like, been noticing him.
My only friend is a Jewish carpenter.
Right, but then it'll also be like, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or love thy neighbor, don't eat shellfish. And he's like, these are amazing, these are incredible.
Uh-huh.
But then later that day, Connor...
Marty
kills himself.
How? He takes 10 pieces of silver.
He jumps off a cross.
And he jumps into into a fence.
I think we say electric fence.
Well, that's God's spell, isn't it?
What? There's an electric fence in God's spell?
No, he just throws himself on a fence. It's sort of metaphorical, I guess. It's not an electric fence.
Look, I don't take any offense to this, but I'm done with it.
A fence.
Marty, you just repeated the pun I made.
Uh-oh. You never make puns, so I thought you didn't know.
I never make puns?
Yeah.
I never make puns?
Yeah.
I never make puns.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to respond to that statement. Anyway, Connor's family is... heartbroken. They're like, he jumped off a cross, he killed himself, and they...
Cross from what?
Fuck you. He jumped off the cross, a cross from the other cross.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
He
when does this
himself.
Turn into Evan Hansen?
Hold on! It's already is.
Yeah, but when
they
does
all,
it really turn
okay,
into?
So they look... Anyway, so they...
He steals his bumper... You're getting to he steals his bumper
yes,
stickers?
Yes, they okay. see bumper stickers in...
In Jesus's...
Bag.
Bag, because he would... They were... Here, I got a picture for you.
Okay.
It's in his bag because they were forced to be partners in the class.
Ooh.
Like, they were like, all right, everyone pair off, and they were the only two left, and Marty Connor was like, fuck. And Jesus was like, oh, well, I'll be your partner.
Yeah,
and he was
yeah.
like, whatever, dinkus.
Yeah, and he killed himself because he didn't want to be his partner that bad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And he was doing too much hemp.
Yeah, he was doing so much hemp. And, like, the show will, like, be willing to say that this kid was bad because he was doing... hemp, but they, like, won't say, like, what kind of hemp, or, like, what happened. And his parents are like, I told you he had to go to hemp rehab.
Hemp hab.
We're getting distracted.
You're getting distracted.
You're distracting me.
I give you a great pitch that they're lab partners.
They're lab partners, he kills himself, and then they're like, where did these bumper stickers come from? These are so inspirational.
He goes, I wrote these bumper stickers, but one of them says, okay, one of them says, Mary Magdalene, the hottest girl in school.
And they're like, well, whoa. Oh, okay, hold on. So he's like, at first he's like, Connor wrote these, telling the truth.
Marty
wrote these. But then they see one that says Mary Magdalene's the hottest girl in school. And they're like, hold on, sorry, Connor wrote these? And he's like, that's the only one that he made? And he's like, oh, I misspoke. I wrote all of these. And they're like, you wrote all of these beautiful bumper stickers? And
like this one, and there's a song called Do Unto Others.
It's a movie, but it's a movie musical. It's like La La Land. And he's like, yeah, I wrote all of these. Connor was helping because I was too embarrassed to, like, say them. But, like, he'd, like, make them, but they were all my sentiments. And then everybody goes nuts for Jesus' teachings.
But they're actually Marty's teachings.
They're actually Marty Connor's teaching.
Yeah.
Connor. So then everybody's, like, clamoring for Jesus, and his parents are very proud of him, Joseph and Mary, who are like...
Nope. God.
Joseph and Mary are his parent parents.
No, but he's the son of God.
Yeah, I know. But, like, Joseph raised him.
Did he?
Yeah.
Abraham tried to kill Isaac.
You know what? Maybe they don't talk about this in the Bible because I wouldn't know because I've never read it. But, like, Joseph needs a little bit more credit because, like, when Jesus was, like, pissing in his diapers, God didn't change them. When Jesus was, like, skinning his knee, God didn't, like, bring him a Band-Aid. When Jesus was, like...
God brought the world a Band-Aid with his son Jesus, Allie.
No, but...
And I'm here to talk to you. This has actually been a honeypot operation to get you into the first church...
Of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
No, the first church of Martin Scantlin.
No, listen, hold on. Look.
This is unlistenable.
Listen, WB, if you're still listening...
WB.
Warner Brothers.
They're not listening.
The Warner, the Brother, and the Holy Ghost.
No, it's the time, the Warner, and the table.
Listen, everybody goes nuts for Jesus' teaching. Mary Magdalene is like, this is, you're really impressive.
She's and like, my brother wrote these.
My brother wrote these, and he's like, no, I wrote these, because he's just like, he's taking credit for them. And she's like, you're too powerful.
That's amazing. That's the thing that's different from Jordan Hansen, is that he gets too powerful.
Yeah.
He's too prideful.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, let me drink it up.
He's like standing on a podium and they're like, what does this mean? Do unto others. And like, he does realize he's not an unlikable protagonist because like when somebody asks him to explain the teachings, like he does have good things to say behind it.
Right. Like he's a figurehead.
Right. But he would never think to say do unto others. But then when they're like, what does that mean, Jesus? He's like, he could sing a song here if he wanted. He'd be like, well, it means like, you know, if you're the kind of person who doesn't want to get pushed down in school and somebody gets in your face and is like, say you're a little baby boy, then don't do it, because someday you need somebody to do it to you.
Yeah, that's doing to others.
And they're like, I get it. And like, everybody's starting to treat each other nicer. And then there's a viral YouTube video of everybody treating each other nicer in Nazareth.
It's a viral tablet.
Yeah.
It's a tablet that gets passed around.
And they're passing this tablet to all these different... They're passing it to Bethlehem. They're passing it to Nazareth.
Yeah,
they're passing
people, it. And then the worst part of the show is that everyone goes like, it's true, what you read about in the news.
Yeah, and everyone's like, did you see this tablet about this boy named Jesus who's changing the world? With his bumper stickers. And then, of course, the Romans are like...
The Romans?
Yeah, the Romans. They're like, aren't they the ones who killed Jesus?
I think so.
I haven't thought about how this ends yet, but I'm going to figure it out right now.
Well, how does the real thing end? The real thing is that
he dies.
He tells the truth. He shames the devil. So maybe in this one, he tells the devil...
What? Okay. The devil?
So in this one, hear me out.
Jesus never met the devil.
He shamed the devil, so hear me out.
Does that mean he masturbated?
No.
That's shaking hands with the devil?
It's shaking hands with the ween.
Say it.
Okay, I don't have it yet.
I do. Okay, so everybody's like, have you heard about this guy Jesus? Have you heard about this guy? Blah, blah, blah. So people, like, come to get him, and they're, like, asking him to, like, explain himself and things, and he, like, finally breaks down and is like, these weren't even my ideas. They were Connor's ideas. And Mary Magdalene's like, oh, my God, my brother said I was hot. And he's like, no, that one was my one. But, like, and, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, Jesus is a fake. And he's like, but I'm not,
because even though I didn't write these, I spread these words. I'm the disseminator of the information.
I fleshed these ideas out so they felt real.
How can I possibly say
these words if I didn't believe them so much? And Joseph is like, I'm your dad. And God's like, okay, I'm his dad. And he's like, honestly, though, in this custody case...
I'm your dad.
I'm your dad. Because in Kramer versus Kramer, God let him fall on the playground, but I'm... Whatever. I just watched Kramer versus Kramer recently. It's like, on the brain.
I cried when I watched it in high school.
It's a really sad movie.
I've never seen it again.
Oh, it's so good.
There'd be a great sequel to it also. We'll talk about that in our next episode.
Holy shit.
Okay, so here's how it ends, though. Hear how it ends.
They get him up on the cross.
And he says, wait!
Okay.
And then he says, I saved one last bumper sticker for you all to read, to remember me by.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bumper sticker that says, what would Jesus do?
Ooh!
And they crucify him.
Yeah.
But they are like, we have to remember this bumper sticker. And they spread it out all throughout the land.
Yeah, and everybody's asking themselves,
and
WWJD.
The last song is like, what would Jesus do for forever?
Yeah. What would Jesus do in this moment? And then
feels
it's like
Jesus,
and then it's like
Jesus is here in this moment, this way.
And it's a bunch of people not having sex before marriage.
Yeah.
You know why they don't have sex before marriage?
Because Jesus was a fucking virgin nerd. Yeah.
Because he was like a nerdy ass guy in high school. And he's I can't.
My brother.
I'm a baby boy. And so now everyone's like, yeah, you can't have sex before marriage because Jesus didn't. But they don't know that he was like a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get like in big trouble for saying these things?
No. Who's going to listen to us?
Well, I don't know. Some people really love Jesus.
I think Jesus is an amazing... I mean, like, I'm Jewish, but, like, Jesus was probably a real person.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
can I just say, he definitely was attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So, basically, it ends with, what would Jesus do for forever? And then the family, Mary Magdalene and Marty...
Yeah.
Well, the ghost of Marty.
Yeah.
Come back together, and they're like, we're a family again.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, let me teach you... how to play this game called Hi-Li.
What the fuck? Is this a reference I don't get?
Hi-Li is like that ancient game from like Mesopotamia or something where you play it with like these crazy sticks and you throw like crazy balls at each other at really fast speeds. And the dad's like, you gotta break in your Hi-Li racket.
The only game that I know is like, it's like a big field and there are two hoops, but they're like not...
Oh, you're talking about... This is a Quidditch joke.
No. It's not. Okay. It's like a big field and like there's two hoops and they're not... like a basketball hoop, like flat, they're like standing up sideways, so it's like really hard to get the ball through, and you're not on horses, but it's not allowed if you show up on a horse.
If you're making a polo joke?
No. You know what? I'm not gonna say, and like, someone's gonna listen to it and be like, yeah, for sure, I get that reference. Also, the ball looks like an armadillo. Marty?
Okay.
Holy shit. Look, someone else got it. It's cool.
Bocce ball.
Nope. Look, you're not. You're getting further
Rugby.
Away. You're getting further away with these guesses.
Billiards.
I wasn't referencing a real game. I was referencing a fictional game in a movie.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Which is?
Badminton.
Oh. Podcast over. Everybody
Thanks,
go
everybody.
Home.
This has been episode one of, or episode...
Zero.
This has been episode something of
Making Number Two.
If you want to hear a sequel to a movie that you think would make an amazing imagined sequel or a prequel
or a spiritual sequel,
tweet at us at
Making Number Two.
But we're gonna put it in here because we don't have it yet. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed that little peek into our first ever episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any pitches for sequels or prequels that you think shouldn't exist, you can hit us up at MakingNumber2 on Twitter. That's making number spelled out and then the number two. I, Marty Scanlon, am on Twitter at MCScan, and my co-host, Allie Gordon, is on Twitter at Miss Alice Nutting. I didn't get to say it, but Allie's right across the room from me, so I'm going to say it. See you at the movies!
See you at the movies.
Yeah!